We began when we began Hilchas Mila close to 2 months ago. We started off in the first shiur that the mitzvah Mila is a mitzvah that belongs to the father. It's a chiyuv, it's mutal ala av. The father's the one who has to do the mitzvah smila. If the father's not a moil, that's usually the case, then the father calls up, he gets a moil to do the mitzvah, to do the mila for him. Who makes the bracha? The moil makes the bracha. Tonight we're going to discuss two things. First of all, why can't the father make the bracha? Even if the moyul does the mila, let the father make the bracha. And after we understand why the father can't make the bracha, we still have to understand how could the moyul make the bracha. L'chaira, there's an issue. The moyul, he doesn't have the mitzvah. Who has the mitzvah of being mal this baby? The father. If it's not his mitzvah, how could he make a bracha? And how could he save it tzivanu? These are machlekes rishonim. What happens if the father does do the mila? The ikra din, if the father's a moil, he should be mal. So these are machlekes rishonim. What the lashna bracha is? If the lashna bracha is ala mila or lomel? Machlekes rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch brings the machlekes la alacha. That's all if the father's the moil. What happens if the father's not the moil? That's usually the case. And because that's usually the case, they will masakan a bracha for the father to make the second bracha lachnisai, right? You just made the bracha lachnisai, the second bracha. And the moyul is the one who makes the bracha ala mila. The moyul makes the bracha. So the shaila is, like we explained, why this bracha of ala mila that the moyul makes, why can't the father make it? And how could the moyul make it? This that we're going to discuss tonight is really not just the hilchas mila, it's negei in all mitzvahs. And shlichas, we'll try to, you know, go to a couple of cases in this particular idea of having a shliach who makes the bracha. We see over here by Mila, the father doesn't make the bracha, the moil makes the bracha. So, to get a little bit of an understanding, it's kedai to first go to the halacha of Micah. The Shulchan Aruch, the last siman in Shulchan Aruch, in Dalet Chalke Shulchan Aruch, in Choshe Mishpat, Hilchas Micah, siman Tovchav Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah to build a mic. If someone's building a house and he's building a porch, he has to make a wall around. He has to make a railing that no one falls down. There's a mitzvah in a Torah, and you make a bracha. What happens, and that's most of the times the case, what happens if the person that's making the mic is not the person, not the homeowner? He hires a contractor to build the porch. So what's the halacha over there, l'gabe de bracha? Could the Mishaleach, the person who owns the house, who has to build a Micah, could he make the bracha? Or could he not make the bracha? So the Machna Ephraim makes a chiluk, and he says it depends what type of worker this person is. If the worker is a schir yoim, he gets paid by the hour. You hire a Mexican, you hire some, you know, by the hour. So then you say yad poil ki yad balabais. That means that the worker that's working for the homeowner, for the balabayas, it's like as if the balabayas is doing it. So maybe he can make a bracha. The mishaleach can make a bracha. But if, let's say, the uman, the contractor, is a poyel, what he's doing is he's doing by the job. If he's doing by the job, so then the worker is doing his work. And then after he's done building the porch, then he gets paid for it. So then, the Zokta Machna Ephraim, in such a case, the homeowner cannot make a bracha. The Mishaleach cannot make a bracha. Memela, we could l'chayra understand when it comes to Mila. Mila obviously it's not paid by the hour. Even if you pay the moil, it's more by the job. So Memela, we could l'chayra understand, we see that the person who sent the Mishaleach, which would be in the case by us, the Aviyah Ben, he's asking somebody to do the Mila. So Mamela, the Aviyah Ben cannot make the bracha because he gave it out to somebody else to do. There's a little bit of a shaila because the Machna Ephraim clears, but what's about the Uman? Could he make the bracha? If it's a Jewish person, The person's a yid that's building it, and he's not a schir yoin. He's a kablan. He's doing the he's doing it by the job. Can he make a bracha? He clears about it. So that would be a little bit of a shaila by mila if you could or you can't to boil. Let me tell you, share with you, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, Yesoy, the reason why you can't make the bracha, and this is a klal, not only by Mila, it's Negeya all over. Dr. Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's in Shuvas, Madur Tinyana, Simenon Ches, he says that is when Chachamah Masakin the bracha, how a bracha should be, the matpeh of a bracha, they said you make a bracha when you do a maisa, when you do something, or if not a maisa, at least a dibur. But Lamashal, why, I think it's even a toisvis, why don't we make a bracha on bittel chametz? The reason why we don't make a bracha is because there's no dibur and there's no maisa. So memela, Zokter Shlomo Zalman, any mitzvah that the person, the mishaleach, is sending off to the shliach to do, the mishaleach is not going to be able to make a bracha because he's not doing any maisa, which would come out by Micah also. It doesn't make a difference whether if it's a schir yoim or any type of worker, the mishaleach, the homeowner can't make a bracha because the maisa is not doing any maisa. That's what would come out. So to get clear, part one, why the father doesn't make davia ben, why doesn't he make a bracha? The teretz is like any other mitzvah. If you don't do any maisa to the mitzvah, you can't make a bracha. But what would come out, a second of Shlomo Yosef, what would come out if, let's say, the father helps out a little bit? Like we had the recent Moilim speaker said, I'm all the fathers want to do a chelik at a mitzvah, they want to do the kot. Even if it's only a chelik at a mitzvah, but if you do a maisa, then the father can make a bracha. Only if there's no maisa b'chlal, then the father can't make a bracha. The father can't make a bracha. Oh, very good. Yeah. It's a shmooze for itself, Avada. Now we'll try to understand, and this is the main discussion, is the Moyel. The Moyel makes a bracha, asher kedishanu ala mila. How could he make a bracha? It's not his mitzvah. And besides that, it's not his mitzvah. Vitzivanu, he was mitzvah, he's not mitzvah b'chlal. It's a mitzvah. The Torah says that the mitzvah is to the father. So he has no shaychus to the mitzvah. He's doing it b'shlichusai. So memela, we understand that he could do the mitzvah for b'shlichusai. But how can he make a bracha? The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach, legabe, somebody who goes to be boidik his house. So the Shulchan Aruch speaks about if somebody has a very big house, or if somebody has three houses, and it's very hard, time-consuming to go and be boidik all the different houses. So the halacha is, when he makes the bedika, when he makes the bracha, he has a few people with him, you can hire somebody to help him out, do him a favor. He makes the bracha, and his bracha, the ones that are going to help him do the bedika, they're yoitza with his bracha, and they help him out, they do the bedika on the rest. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Tav Lamed Beis. So the Magen Avraham's Medayik, that this is dafka, that the person who owns the house is also doing a bedika. If the person's doing a bedika, he can make a bracha, and he can have other people be boidik with him. But what happens if, let's say, the Balabayas is not doing a bedika b'chlal? It doesn't work. He's not well, he's too busy, he can't make the bedika, and he asks somebody else to do the bedika for him. And he's not dir b'chlal. Says the Magen Avraham, I would understand from the Shulchan Aruch that the Balabayas, the one of the house, doesn't make the bracha. He can't make the bracha. And the shliach could go on, he can make a bracha. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Again, if I own a house, I can't make the bedika, and I ask somebody to go and be boidik for me in my house. If I don't do the bedika, I can't make the bracha, and the one who's boidik makes the bracha. Frek the Magen Avraham, our shaila, what we're asking now, Frek the Magen Avraham, how could it be that the shliach makes the bracha? L'chayre, the shliach has nothing to do with the mitzvah. So how could the shliach make the bracha? As I Frek the Magen Avraham, how could the shliach over there in Hilchas Pesach, how could the shliach make a bracha? It's true, he's helping out the balabayas on the bedika, that's true, but he has no shaychas to the mitzvah. So how could he make a bracha? Now, it's important to mention, the Magen Avraham himself says it, all this question that we're asking is only if the person's not there. if the person is there, which most cases by the moyel, the father is there and he's shemei ka'ina, he can make the bracha also. These halacha by shofar. If let's say somebody blew already, then he comes home from davening and he's somebody that's in a sick in a hospital, a nursing home, he could go and blow shofar for the person to be moitzi him. But not only could he blow, he can make the brachas also. That's halacha psuka. So why over there's no issue about making the brachas? The teretz is because over there the person that's being yotzei the shofar is hearing the bracha shemei ka'ina. That we understand. But let's say in a case where the person is not here, let's get it just to make it simpler by either by vidikas chametz or by mila, the father is not here. That's a different shmuz. We'll get it hopefully soon. It's a shmiya, but yeah, that's the. He has a shmiya. Also, maybe I want to try not to get into other cases. We'll have more cases. Also, lamaisa by when you have the bracha and you have shemei ka'ina. So there we understand you can make the bracha. But by mila by the father, when the father's not here, or let's say bedikas chametz, how could the shliach make the bracha? B'chayrut is not his mitzvah b'chlam. How can he make the bracha? Says the Magen Avraham that the reason why you can make the bracha is because lamaisa mitzvah ka'avit. That means even though the one who's doing it, the one who's being boidik the house, the moyel, he's not being makayim the mitzvah. He's not being the kiyam mitzvah belongs to who? To the father. The father's the one who has the mitzvah of mila. Who has the kiyam mitzvah? The father. But since he's doing a maisa mitzvah, so memela you can make a bracha. And what does he say? He says, Dumya de Mila. Just like by Mila, the Moyel does the bracha, makes the bracha, even though it's the mitzvah of the father, so too, Bemela by Chametz also. What did he say? So, very good. The teretz is that the aloch is that even if the father's not there, that's always the din, the Moyel makes, it's not Amol Mavarach Asher Kedishanu, beginning of Reish Samach, even if the father's not there. And the same is also when the Magen Avraham speaks about the dika of the house. He's talking about when the Baal HaBayis is not here. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it, but the Magen Avraham understands that you can make a bracha even when the Baal HaBayis is not here. So the Melu, we have klar that by Mila, even if the father is not around, the Moyel can make a bracha because mitzvah ka'avid. The Dagul Mervava, the Baal Noidi B'Yehuda on Shulchan Aruch asks, on the Tzushtel, he says, I don't understand. What's the dimyan Mila to Chametz? And he says like this. He says, by Mila, you know why the Moyel can make the bracha? The reason why the Moyel can make the bracha is because Lamais, like the Gemara says in Kedushin, that Gans Klal Yisrael is mitzvah. He Moyel Lechem Kol Zachar. He Moyel Lechem Kol Zachar. Everybody is included in the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Mila. Since everybody is included in the mitzvah of Mila, so Mela, that's why the Moyel can make a bracha. He has Shaychis to the mitzvah. Masha'in came by Bedikas Chametz. The person who owns the house has to do a bedika. No one else has any shaychus to that mitzvah. To that mitzvah of bedika in that house. By this baby, the moil has shaychus because the Torah says that everybody in Klal Yisrael has to do the milah, so he can make a bracha. So, Ibazai, what's the Magen Avraham's tzushtel? That's what the Dagul Mervava asks. What'd you say? I hear you're asking that he's doing a matam the shlichas of the father. If you could allow me to even ask a little bit more, what is the oilam thing?
Even chavdazad is only if the father is not.
Oh, very good. Like Elia is saying, that says right now, if the father wants to do it, it's the father's mitzvah. No one else has any shaychus b'chlal. No one else has any shaychus. One second. No one has any shaychus. If the father doesn't want to do it, like the Shulchan Aruch says, then it goes over to Klal Yisrael. But first, now it's the mitzvah.
Can't do it.
It's the mitzvah of the father.
The father can't do it.
Even if the father can't do it, it's still the father's mitzvah. If the father doesn't want to do it, then he loses the mitzvah. If the father wants the mitzvah, does it, and part of his mitzvah is to be achroi to find the moil, that's his mitzvah, father. So one second, so what are we bothered about? L'chayra, what's the Dagul Mervava's question to be machalik between Mila and Chametz? And he says, you know why Mila is better? Because Mila, all of Klal Yisrael has shaychus, even the Moyel. What the Olam were all asking over here is that L'chayr, the Moyel, doesn't have any shaychus to your baby's milah. Your baby's milah is your mitzvah. You're asking him a favor to do it, but it's not. It's not the moel's mitzvah.
The Baal Vaz doesn't want to be voided, nobody else.
No.
So it has more shakas.
Oh, so that's what you have to say. Very good, like Rav Lipa saying, I was thinking the same thing also. Batsim, he doesn't have shaykhis, but he has shaykhis because if the father doesn't want to do it, he's going to take over. Means there could be a time that he'll be related to this mitzvah. By chametz, like Lipa saying, it's never ever going to be in such a situation with Yen, a guy owning the house, that you have to be boydik. By Mila, at least they have somewhat of a shaykhis. If the father doesn't want to do it, you could, the moyo will come and Meili can make a bracha. Yanti amaskim ataka the shaila here more. It's shver. Yanti saying that lamaisa, good you have it as a shaychis, but lamaisa the shaychis is that later you'll be mechuyev. Right now you're not mechuyev.
The right even now there's a shaychis of mitzvah is because there's a chiyuv dal to yotzehuven. Someone else can have the mitzvah. It's mutron kais or granted that av has the mitzvah first.
So yeah.
We'll get to the Yud Zehuvim, hopefully. We're going to start moving now, but we'll get to the Yud Zehuvim towards the end to see what the gather of the mitzvah is. But that's the violet of Shaila. What's the Tushtal? The Yad Ephraim. Yad Ephraim asks, let's move on. I want to move a little bit. The Yad Ephraim asks a different Shaila. One second. The Dogel Revolver says, Elamai, you know what it's the Dimyon is? The Dimyon is to Truma. Just like by Truba, you can make a shliach to be someone to be mafresh, that's a Mishnah. And behechrich, when you can make a shliach, not only could he be mafresh, you could also make a bracha. What's the raya? Because the halacha is, you're not going to be toirim arim, because you can't make a bracha. Which means, l'tchatchila, when you take truma, you got to make a bracha. So memela, if you could make a shliach for somebody to take truma, al karchach, the shliach could make the bracha. So you see, You see that pshat is that the shliach can make a bracha. So meila who had in chametz, who had in mila. That's what the Dogel Revolver says. So we said you have a good point. Could be, but lamaisa for some reason the mishaleach is out. We took care of it in the beginning that it's not lamaisa. He didn't do any maisa. He doesn't make the bracha. The Yad Ephraim has an issue with Truma also, and Yanti here you'll be masking it's a little better. He says by Truma, you know why the Shliach can make a bracha? Because he really has Shaychis. Let's say that the Shliach wants to eat from this Kri. The Shliach wants to eat from the dough, from the challah, from the bread. So then he can't eat. In other words, the Truma that he's taking is negayah to him. He needs that Frosh's Truma, and he needs the challah being taken to help out for him to be able to eat. So vaita, that's why truma is vaita, an isolated oifen that you can make a bracha, and mila we seemingly also is different. But why by chametz or in other cases, if you make a shliach, how could the shliach make a bracha? The Yad Ephraim says like this. The Yad Ephraim says that the pshat is, he says a moir diga gdora. This is a gavaldiga thing to keep in your pocket for always. He says that these two types of mitzvahs, these are mitzvah shebegufoy, which best understood as, let's say, tefillin. We know it's such a mitzvah shebegufoy that you can't even ask somebody to do it for you because it's mamish al gufoy. But even if it's not al gufoy, there's a mitzvah that you have to do. Then there's a mitzvah that's not begufoy. It's a mitzvah, you want to call it, you can call it, it's on the cheftza, but it's not a mitzvah on you. For an example, it's a mitzvah on the house, mezuzah. The mitzvah is not on you. The mitzvah is, you have a house, your mezuzah, your house needs a mezuzah. You have a house, your house needs a mica. You have payrus, you have to take truma. You have a baby, the baby needs a mila. But it's not a mitzvah shebegufoy. He explains, how do you know if it's called a mitzvah that's mutl begufoy, begufa adam, or if it's mutl on the house, or on the chefetz? He says, the klara raya is, what happens if you don't have that thing? If you don't have a house, you don't have to put a mezuzah. If you don't have a house, you don't have to put a mica. If a person doesn't have a baby, he doesn't have to do the bris. So that's called something that's not a mitzvah shebegufay. What is a mitzvah shebegufay? Mitzvah shebegufay is, let's say, kriya shema. I'm going to give one marshal, which really you could spend hours on it. My chavrusa today, Rabbi Yudalei Walmark, showed me that on Chanukah, Shifty and Lakewood went through mamish this topic lagavi Chanukah hadlokas neris if it's a mitzvah on the person or it's a chayvus habayis. But just to point one halacha to get the understanding, if let's say somebody almana or someone can't light in their house and they ask a shliach to light, the halacha is the Magen Avraham says that the shliach can make a bracha, but even though the shliach makes a bracha, only if the person that's being yoytzi the mitzvah is there and hears the bracha. Why? Why do you have to be there for the bracha? The Teretz is because Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah that your mitzvah to light Neris. It happens to be weird to light it as in a house, but it's a mitzvah on you. Tefillin is a mitzvah on you. It happens to be even more, you have to put it on your hand, but it's a mitzvah that you have to do. All these other mitzvahs, if it's not here, you don't do it, that's not called the mitzvah shebegufay. So Memela what? Let's get to the point. Memela, we want to know why the shliach can make a bracha even if the person, the father, is not here by Mila. So he says, since it's b'shlichas, he's doing it b'shlichas of the father, and shliach shal adam kemoisai, so Memela, shliach shal adam kemoisai helps and accomplishes as if the father is doing it, and Memela, the shliach can make a bracha as well. So far, we answer the second question. The reason why the moyel can make the bracha, because he's doing it b'shlichas. Zokti Yad Afrayim, does shlichas work by Mila? He says, yeah. My grandfather, the Tvua Shoyer, which we spoke about vaguely in the first year, a whole handlerai, if let's say somebody who is a moyel, could he still give over the Mila to somebody else? Oh, machlokes, the shach, the ktsois. The Tvur Shor says shlichas and shlichas helps. So by Mila, you have shlichas, and it's like the shlichas accomplishes so much as if the father is doing it. So Mamela, the moil can make the bracha. Lamaisa, the Vitzivanu, we didn't really answer so stark, because Lamaisa is not mitzvah. Good, shlichas shalom kamoisa lachoritz v'yashiv the Vitzivanu. I want to share with the Olam Yener of Shleim Zalman. The Rav Shleim Zalman that we said why the Meshaleach can't make the bracha. He says, you know why the Shliach can make the bracha? He says, really, you can't. It's not Shayach really for a Shliach to make a Shliach on a bracha. I can't ask you, do me a taiva, do the mitzvah, and I'm making you a Shliach on the bracha. You can't make a Shliach on a bracha. You can't. Nor since these takana. Not these atakon, I'm sorry. Since when I make you a shliach to do the mitzvah, the oifen of doing the mitzvah in the best way, in the proper way, is with a bracha, the meila licked in the shlichas that I'm asking you to do the mitzvah, that you should do it in the best way, which means with a bracha.
What's the bracha?
Which means, a second, which means the shlichas is a shlichas on the mitzvah. But Lamaisa, why could you make a bracha? Zaktiv Shleim Azalman, you can make a bracha because the bracha is, you asked me to do the mitzvah. To do the mitzvah best is with a bracha. What's the raya? By truma, we said that you shouldn't take a truma arim because you have to make a bracha. Bracha is a chiluk of being miyafa, the yipuya mitzvah. So Mamela, when you ask me to do the mitzvah, I can make the bracha as well. So Lamaisa is like this. Very good. Very good. Akiva, very good. What's the vitzivanu? So he says, that much you still have to come on, that he's a din of arvus. Lamaisa is a din of arvus, so you also be'etze mitzvah. But you're all going to say, I mean, if there's a din of arvus, what do you have to have all of this? He said, what it means, what do you have to come on to this whole Torah with shlichas? So the teretz is, that vaited, a bracha was only mesukin for the person who's mechuyev of the mitzvah, not the shliach. You can't make, they never made such a bracha, and maybe you can't make a shliach. But since by default the shliach doing the mitzvah has to make the bracha, how does the bracha make sense? The bracha doesn't make sense. Where's the vitzivanu? Of that, the answer is that these arvus amel you could say vitzivanu also. So what comes out? What comes out is with a klarkite is that the mitzvah's mila that the shliach does, the moil, he's doing it b'shlichas ha'av. And since he's doing it b'shlichas ha'av, that's why the father, that's why the moil is able to make a bracha. If you realize, a lot of times the moil will ask the father, you're making me a shliach, right? Sometimes even the moil gives over a knife, gives the knife to give over, you make a shliach. The Shulchan Aruch over here, Reish Samachay Sif Test, says you make the Moyel a Shliach. And the Makor is, the Tur says, from the Gemara, the Mishnah Tainis, that after that somebody's bringing a carbon, the Ze'ino Eimed Al Gabov, so mainly you make a Shliach. Which, why do you have to come out to Shlichas? L'chor, it's a din of Eimed Al Gabov. Not a Shlichas to get in. What'd you say?
Well, the Moyel won't be Moyel Mishnah.
Good. So why?
I hear.
Why can't what you ask him to do? It is a shliach. You have to be some ma'isa kinyan. You're saying you don't have to do a ma'isa kinyan. Anytime when you make a shliach to sell the chametz, you don't have to do a kinyan. What?
Shliach is the vart that makes the shliach.
The vart is the tour doesn't really say shlichas. The tour says because that it should be. The tour says out the carbon should buy. Not he says he should be oimer al gavi a carbon, not al shlichas. But lo'oy what we're saying now, you taka need shlichas. Lo'oy what you're saying now, you taka need shlichas. The reason why we need shlichas is pasha to be able to make the bracha. So for whose benefit over here? For whose benefit is the shlichas? The moyel wants to be a shlich to be able to make a bracha. I always understood that really the Moyel is telling the father, make me a shliach. Why is he telling the father, make me a shliach? He's telling the father, make me a shliach. So like this, the mitzvah goes back to the father, which that could also be true. But la'or zeh, what we just came out very clearly, the only way the Moyel can make the bracha, he can only make the bracha, is only if he's a shliach. So the Moyel has also a lot of interest that he should be a shliach for the father. Oh.
Shkoyach.
Lemaisa, I have to end on time, so it's good a few pages fell out. Lemaisa, this is a Moiridigir Raboisha, an Igris Moisha. It's Moiridig. Someone wrote a Shaila to Raboisha that the father. They did a bris, and they didn't tell the father about the baby. Moshe says, I'm not sure if the case was, is that they were separated, divorced, or fighting. They didn't tell the father, Bechlal, that there was a baby over here. They weren't my dear father. Moshe dams up three things that could be wrong over here. First of all, he says, is the mitzvah Bechlal a mitzvah? Whose mitzvah is it? It's the father's mitzvah. If it's the father's mitzvah, anybody else that does it, it's not a good mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch says by Micah, the Minchas Chinuch says that if somebody does a mitzvah for someone else without shlichas, it's an invalid mitzvah, it's not a good mitzvah. So first of all, he speaks about, is it a mitzvah b'chlal? He says, l'maisa, it's a mitzvah, the ain't tzarech hatafas tam bris. That's the first thing. Then he speaks about the name, the naming. You named it without the father. So he says, Lamaisi, you see in the Torah that the Rachel called Ben Oini, Yaakov Ben Yamin. He says the name is also not a problem. You could put more names. Then he handles about the bracha. And this is the punchline. This is what I need. I want to hear what the Olam has to say. He says, I, the bracha, the Moyel did the bracha. Is it a bracha of Atola or not? He says, is it a bracha of Atola when the Moyel made the bracha? The Vaila, what we came out, he stole the mitzvah. The Vaila, we were Masber Klar. Avadi stole the mitzvah and he has to pay us our Zuvim. You have to pay, yeah. You stole the brach and you have to pay. But we just said very clearly, Sai from the Yad Ephraim, Sai from Shlomo Zalman, the only way the Moyel can make the bracha, you know why the Moyel can make a bracha? Because he's a shliach. If he's not a shliach, how can he make a bracha?
Somebody steals a
bris,
he has to
pay a sar zuvim for the mitzvah because he stole the mitzvah. What's the shulchan aruch? Because he stole the mitzvah. What?
He stole it.
Let's see what Ramosha says, and let's see if how we could shtim it with what we spoke now, the Yad Ephraim and the Shlomo Zalman. Nachamol, Ramosha handles, is it a problem of brachal vatala? Yeah, Yanti. We'll speak about it afterwards because it's. No, I want to just get just the punchline. What? That's not right. because the father doesn't know about it. The Rav Moshe Red Zayis Aleinu, the whole thing, it's an avla gedoyli. He says everyone else has the mitzvah if the father doesn't want to do it. If he wants to do it, let me tell you, Rav Moshe says that lemaisa is not a bracha levatala. We're asking lechayre if these din shlichas, if you need to come on to shlichas, why is it not a bracha levatala? Rav Moshe says, you know why it's not a bracha levatala? I'll show you why. He says by kisui adam, who gets to do the kisui adam? The shoychid is the one who gets kisui adam. If anybody else comes and does it, they could do the mitzvah. It's klar and halacha. Not only could he do the mitzvah, they can make the bracha. They stole the mitzvah, but they could do the. They can make a bracha. Why could they do the bracha? Because by kisui adam, and memela zakter Moshe who adin by mila. But Dr. Moshe, it's not my tushtel mila to kisui adam. It's a rosh and chulin that's medama mila to kisui adam. So what's the hesber? What's the havana? Why you can make the bracha? L'chayri is learning completely different than what we said till now. Ramosh is learning that just like by kisui adam, the mitzvah is a mitzvah for everybody to be machas adam. Who has kedima? The shoycher has kedima. The same thing is by milu also. Whose mitzvah is it? It's Klal Yisrael's mitzvah. Himalachem kol zachar. The kedima to the mitzvah is the father. So may avada the kedima and you stole the mitzvah and you have to pay asara zehuvim. But if we're talking about and you have to pay asara zehuvim, but lamaisa we're talking about the bracha avada the bracha. The father will be able to avada the one who stole the mitzvah. The bracha is not a bracha of atala. So this is dafka by mila. So just to sum up what we have over here, the father doesn't make the bracha ala mila because he didn't do any maisa. And the moyel, the reason why the moyel could make the bracha, it's not his mitzvah, either because he's a shliach and whatever the shlichas accomplishes, or the way we're seeing now for Rav Moshe, that not only does the moyel have a shaychus because he might take over the mitzvah, he has a shaychus right now. He also, it's his mitzvah. Now the father has kedima, and the makom where the father didn't do it, even if they stole it from him, avada he does the mitzvah, and he's mekayim the mitzvah, and he makes a bracha, and it's not a bracha levatala.
This is